Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The special session in the Alaska State Legislature is winding down, with the final day being June 18th. It was scheduled to discuss state budgets and to consider Governor Mike Dunleavy's dividend proposal. Senate President Peter Michicki says the goal is to get done by the deadline.
The House is having a hard time with the Senate cut, and of course the Senate's position is a $2,300 50-50 PFD in agreement with the governor's plan, and the House has a $0 PFD in their budget. We have not gotten to the part where the PFD struggle is holding us up. We're still waiting on the mechanical corrections from fund sources and things that were in the House's budget that had to be corrected in the Senate. And then, of course, the Senate is trying to hold the cuts that we have passed in our budget. We have had hearings on SJR 6. What we're trying to do is pull together the data we need for the fall special session to stop this annual fight on the PFD.
Senator Michicki says that a budget needs to be passed.
Technically, the budget needs to be passed by June 30th, but that's unacceptable to take it down at the deadline. So our goal is to get it done by the end of this special session. We've explained to the governor that the actual comprehensive plan is going to be something we want to work on over the summer when people are not receiving per diem, when they're home to their districts and their constituents. We plan to have separate meetings and committee meetings where we invite the administration in to talk about the various pieces of the comprehensive plan. And we feel that the legislature will be prepared to be back to come to Juneau to vote, as opposed to processing all of that data and evaluating the different pieces.
Michicki says the June 18th deadline for the special session might possibly play a factor with the scheduled Wednesday, June 16th, Kenai-Soldotna Joint Chamber Luncheon. He says he might not even be in town for the luncheon, and said that he hopes that if he can't physically make it, that he could at least conduct the luncheon through Zoom. U.S. Republican Senator Dan Sullivan, along with Democratic Senators Tammy Duckworth of Illinois and Chris Coons of Delaware, participated in a bipartisan congressional delegation visit to South Korea, where they discussed shared interests and future areas of cooperation, as well as meeting with high-level officials. While in the region, the senators also paid a visit to Taipei, the capital of Taiwan, to underscore U.S. support for Taiwan, including on combating the COVID-19 pandemic. The delegation announced that the U.S. will donate 750,000 COVID-19 vaccines to Taiwan as part of President Joe Biden's plan to provide vaccines to America's global partners in need. Senator Dan Sullivan told ABC News,
"American support for Taiwan's prosperity, democracy, and security remains rock solid and is very bipartisan."
Senator Tammy Duckworth,
"We know that Taiwan is experiencing a challenging time right now, which was why it was especially important for the three of us to be here in a bipartisan way."
Senator Chris Coons,
"There are some countries that question whether the United States will come to the aid of our friends in Taiwan. This is a moment we thought it was urgent and important for us, Mr. Foreign Minister, to make it clear that we intend to do so."
More details, visit RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.